Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Coming up, we're celebrating early music in Latin America. We'll hear from two composers who were associated with Bogota Cathedral, explore the origins of the Saraband, and discover the Latin American Baroque ensemble Musica Temprana. Plus, Pífaro, the Renaissance band, brings us music from the New World in our featured recording. Let's take a quick look back in time to the musical heritage of the cathedral in Bogota, Colombia. In colonial Latin America, some of the most ambitious music making took place in cathedrals and convents. Bogota's first cathedral started out as a simple thatched chapel that was constructed soon after the city's founding in 1538. However, it went through various incarnations. A more substantial building was finished in 1565, but because of problems with the foundation, it soon collapsed. A third building was attempted in 1572, and while that structure lasted for over 200 years, it was completely destroyed by an earthquake in 1785. It took 38 more years before a replacement building was completed, and despite damage during the 1948 Bogota riots, this is the structure that now occupies Bogota's main plaza. Perhaps as a result of its many reconstructions, the interior of Bogota Cathedral has relatively little decoration. This is in contrast to another Colombian cathedral, the Church of San Francisco, which boasts a 17th century gilded main altarpiece and an impressively detailed green and gold mudéjar ceiling in the organ loft. Yet Bogota Cathedral does have at least one important installation. It houses the tomb of Spanish conquistador Jiménez de Quesada, the city's founder. Bogota sits high in the Andes at an elevation of 8,661 feet. An archdiocese was established there in 1564, and with this distinction, Bogota gained both funding and influence. The resulting liturgical demands created a city with vast musical resources, and the cathedral's archives have since become important sources for Latin American sacred music. Records from Bogota Cathedral offer names and information about dozens of notable local musicians. Early in its history, the mestizo priest Gonzalo Garcia Zorro became the cathedral's maestro de capilla, passing on the post to composer Fernandez Hidalgo in 1584. Spanish music in both the Old and New Worlds was inextricably linked throughout this period, and Hidalgo is one of many laudable New World composers who worked in Bogota. Manuscripts retained in the cathedral's rich collection of 16th century polyphony contain 10 of Hidalgo's psalm settings, 3 Salve Reginas, and 9 Magnificat settings, which reflect a compositional style concurrent with European musical taste. A new organ, whose installation was overseen by Archbishop Bartolomé Lobo Guerrero, ushered in the 17th century at the Bogota Cathedral. Two prominent Colombian musicians during this time were José de Cascante and Juan de Herrera. After Cascante died, Herrera took over as maestro de capilla at the cathedral in January 1703. By then, the position required a regular supply of new music, as well as overseeing the boys' choir. Herrera's prolific compositions show that he must have been a very busy man. This has been a look back at the Bogota Cathedral. I'm Angela Mariani. You can find more about the people, events, and music from this era online in our blog section, along with early music t-shirts, totes, and books in our gift store at harmoniaearlymusic.org.
Dulcemente que canta un amante jilguerillo al oír de una paloma el más sonoro gemido, el más sonoro gemido. que dulcemente que se oye de una paloma el gemido que resuena en las montañas de Judá como en su nido, de Judá como en su nido. En las montañas resuena el eco de su sonido y en la casa de Isabel soy un dulce pajarillo, soy un dulce pajarillo. Más que muchos y las voces del concepto sonido, y si el concepto es el verbo, ¿cuál es la voz de ese mismo? ¿Cuál es la voz de ese mismo?
We're celebrating early music in Latin America on this edition of Harmonia. Let's look at two composers who were associated with Bogotá Cathedral. Gutiérrez Fernando Hidalgo was born around 1547 in Spain and worked in the sophisticated musical establishment of Salamanca and its environs until his departure for South America in 1583. Shortly after being appointed Maestro de Capilla of what is now Colombia's Cathedral of Bogotá, Hidalgo obtained an order from the bishop that required the young seminarians to sing in the cathedral every day. Unfortunately, this created a serious scandal. Hidalgo probably had very demanding musical standards, because on January 20, 1585, the entire student body fled, and the maestro was replaced by one of his students. Between then and his death, Hidalgo held positions as both priest and maestro de capilla in Quito, Lima, Cusco, and La Plata. Alas, a good bit of his music seems to have been lost, and what there is survives only in manuscript.
Thank you.
We heard a Salve Regina of Gutierre Fernando Hidalgo, performed by Ensemble Elima. The composer Juan de Herrera spent his whole life in Bogotá. Not only maestro de capilla at the cathedral for 5 years, he was also chaplain and choir master to the nuns of the Dominican convent Saint Inés for more than 40 years. In an interesting contrast to Hidalgo, the chapter of the cathedral tried to replace Herrera because he was too permissive toward the musicians, but he was reinstated when the musicians protested. A prolific and skilled composer, Herrera wrote sophisticated polychoral liturgical music, but also villancicos, vernacular songs with verses framed by a refrain. Let's hear a villancico and a mass movement of Herrera.
Thank you.
We heard the Camerata Renacentista de Caracas, led by Isabel Palacios, performing the Sanctus of Juan de Herrera's Misa de Defuntos, and before that his villancico A la Fuente de Bienes. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. The ensemble Musica Temprana was formed in 2001 to explore Latin American Baroque music. Their director, Adrián Rodríguez van der Spol, spent the first 26 years of his life in Argentina, then moved to the Netherlands. He's a choir conductor who has also studied composition as well as traditional, folk, and early music. He plays several instruments and researches Latin American music. In van der Spol's own words, quote, "Our repertoire needs a profound knowledge of the rich folk music tradition of Latin America and a clear insight into the character, temperament, thinking, and uniqueness of the continent in general." We heard Musica Temprana performing the canción Dime Pedro by Manuel Correa and the anonymous Elevation 2, Iai Jesucristo. Música Temprana has performed extensively in the Netherlands and has also traveled to Bolivia, Peru, Costa Rica, Japan, Norway, and the Czech Republic. The ensemble combines what have become traditional performance practices for European Baroque music with threads of Creole, Indian, and African influences that contribute to the cultural diversity of Latin America. Their instrumentarium includes a variety of Latin American instruments, such as bombo leguero, charango, and percussion, alongside the harp, violin, guitar, organ, and harpsichord. Latin American Baroque ensemble Música Temprana performed the anonymous canzone Buenas noches, Señora Usía. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Thank you. Welcome back. We're exploring early music in Latin America on this edition of Harmonia. Early music enthusiasts will recognize the saraband as a standard movement of the Baroque suite, along with the allemande, courant, and gigue. For example, here's J.S. Bach's saraband from his first cello suite, performed on the lute by Nigel North. We heard lutenist Nigel North performing the saraband from J.S. Bach's first cello suite, BWV 1007. Though nowadays usually thought of as stately and serious, the saraband, first mentioned in a poem from Panama in 1539, was originally a wild and energetic sung dance. Accompanied by guitar, castanets, and possibly other percussion, the zarabanda, to use its Spanish name, was considered so lewd that it was actually banned in Spain in 1583. The dance arrived in Italy in the early 17th century along with the Spanish five-course guitar. Here's a late 17th century zarabanda by the Spanish priest and guitarist Gaspar Sanz. Thank you. Isn't it easy to imagine words fitted to that dance? That was Gordon Ferries performing a zarabanda of Gaspar Sanz on a 2006 Delphian CD of Spanish guitar music. Another sprightly zarabande, often with two repeated sections, appears as the final movement of dance suites in 17th century England, as in this example by Matthew Locke. Flanders Recorder Quartet performed the Sarabande of Matthew Locke, Suite No. 3 of 4 parts, in F major. At the same time, in mid to late 17th century France and Germany, a very different kind of Sarabande developed as a slow triple dance, frequently with a repeat of the final 4 bars, as in this Sarabande of Marin Marais. From a 2006 Alia Vox CD entitled Piste de Viol du Quatrième Livre, Suite d'un Goût Étranger, we heard the Sarabande performed by Jordi Savall, Philippe Pialot, Pierre Antaille, and Rolf Lillevan. What a journey the Sarabande had from its wild, obscene origins to the favored movement of J.S. Bach for virtuoso solo instrument settings. And even though it is not labeled as a dance, the final chorus of the St. Matthew Passion. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured release, Pífaro's 2012 recording Los Ministriles in the New World, is a musical meeting of two cultures. Sometimes a single composer can embody both the new and the old, as is the case of Portuguese-born Gaspar Fernandes, who made the journey from across the Atlantic to live and work in colonial Guatemala and Mexico. Like other Spanish musicians and composers heard on this recording, he not only spread old-world musical culture, but also assimilated sounds of indigenous and African influence from the New World. Coming up, we'll hear recorders, plucked strings, shawms, dulcians, sackbuts, bagpipes, and castanets in music originating from both the Iberian Peninsula and the Americas.
Thank you.
Epífero and music from their new release Los Ministriles in the New World. We heard Tanye Gil du Tamborino by Gaspar Fernandez, a harp and vihuela performance of Zarambeques by Lucas Ruiz de Ribaez, two anonymous 17th century tunes, Villano and Ay 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 Tres Veces, and finally a chacona by Juan Arañez. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week, we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources for Harmonia come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any aspect of this program. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writers for this edition of Harmonia are Wendy Gillespie and Janelle Davis. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, David Wood, John Bailey, Anna Coogan, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.